Make no mistake. Make no mistake. The most creative, exciting, and awe-inspiring moments are right in front of us. You know what it is? Make no mistake about this. It's the next rank of God's generals. The best days ahead. We just talked about that in a previous episode. But new leaders, influences, fathers, and mothers with integrity, and new sounds are arising from our youth, from our seniors, from different pockets. We are the next rank of generals in God's army. We have been hidden and tried by fire to lead in this final battle. Hidden, betrayed, rejected, scorned, rebuked. And I'm going to say this. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. But thank you to all of the many instances of total, flat-out rejection in my life as a pastor, as a man of God, a man of character and integrity. I mean, you know, I never want to wear a robe and chains and have all these gazillion titles and no. Just plain living my life equipped. And I knew that there was a preparing season for God's end time generals. He can't birth these in a 2-week class and you're going to get a doctorate and you're going to have all of these credentials and you know, character, integrity is our main strength. It's a gifting at this hour. I'm not alone. The new leaders know who they are. We've been through it. We've been hidden. And that's why I say this is the most creative, exciting, and awe-inspiring moments right in front of us. So be encouraged. Make no mistake, the people you see on the scene now, many of them are puppets. They're not their own. They're deceivers. I don't want to put people's business out here, but I'm telling you, if you're sitting in some of these churches, you have to question how the mothers and fathers, people who establish these ministries, can go hungry when you got spiritual leaders riding around in $300,000 cars, a roof leaking. You're going, you know, I've been there and done that as a pastor and associate pastor. You go in Miss Jones's home. It's religions from all over. I mean, everybody's talking to them. And they are so confused. And then they get to church on Sunday and they hear all of this accolades heaped up on a messenger when the message that Jesus came to bring the basics of salvation. And our walk in Christ is not taught in many of these churches. We know how to pray. We know how to hear from God. We know how to lead. And more importantly, we know how to take instruction from heaven. And I'm talking about God's army, his end time, next level rank of generals. We've been diligent, church. God has entrusted us with great positions of leadership to lead armies, literally armies of people in these last days. So be encouraged. You know who you are. God bless you.